Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
House closes in on impeachment vote.
The president must be removed from office immediately.
It's a divisive political stunt.
Investigators consider sedition charges in capital attack.
The wrongdoers will be held responsible.
The rush to vaccinate.
Many local health departments are being inundated.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, in just a matter of hours, President Trump could become the first American president to be impeached twice. Last night, the House voted to demand Vice President Pence invoke the 25th Amendment to force him out of office. Pence says that won't happen. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us with an impeachment vote looming, some House Republicans have broken ranks.
There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States. Those are the blistering words from the third-ranking House Republican, Wyoming's Liz Cheney, who says she will vote today to impeach President Trump. She'll be joined by at least four other Republicans, including John Katko of New York.
To allow the president of the United States to incite this attack without consequences is a threat to the future of this democracy.
The House is set to pass one article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection, arguing President Trump encouraged his supporters to obstruct the electoral count and the peaceful transition of power, adding that his actions resulted in the terrorist attack that occurred last week. Last night, House Democrats made a final and ultimately unsuccessful attempt to urge the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Never before has the president sought to overturn a fair and secure election.
Many in the president's party will vote against impeachment again.
Everybody in this country knows that they wanted to impeach President Trump on his first day in office. It looks like they're going to want to impeach him on his last day, too.
The president is arguing the same.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country.
We're getting a better sense about how the public feels about all this. Jennifer DePinto is our deputy director of elections and surveys.
59% of Americans, including most Democrats and independents, say President Trump's words and actions encouraged violence at the Capitol. But most Republicans disagree and don't think the president did anything wrong that would deserve removal from office.
YouTube has suspended President Trump's channel for at least a week, citing concerns about the ongoing potential for violence. And some earlier content has been removed and comments disabled. Well, the FBI now admits there was a field office warning ahead of last week's attack at the U.S. Capitol. It did not lead to ramped up security. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says there's a possibility sedition could be added to the charges some of those arrested might face.
So far, the Bureau has opened more than 170 cases across the country for those involved in storming the Capitol. The potential charges range from trespassing and theft to felony murder.
Agents from our local field offices will be knocking on your door if we find out that you are part of the criminal activity.
Over 70 people have been charged, and that number is expected to rise.
Regardless of if it was just a trespass in the Capitol or if someone planted a pipe bomb, you will be charged and you will be found.
And there are shocking allegations that some members of Congress aided the raid. Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey said she will work to hold those unnamed members accountable.
Those members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th, a reconnaissance for the next day.
More than 4,300 Americans died from the coronavirus yesterday, a new single-day record. CBS's Carter Evans reports the grim news comes as vaccination efforts kick into a higher gear all over the country.
At State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, the race is on to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
I'm looking forward to the second dose.
The goal? Eventually vaccinating 12,000 people a day.
People are like opening their windows and clapping.
The government will now release all of its vaccine supply instead of holding back second doses, instructing states to vaccinate every American 65 and older and adults with pre-existing conditions. Florida residents Adela and Jim Bradley say they waited a total of almost 20 hours in line and were turned away three times before finally getting their chance.
They were calling them the senior Hunger Games. Yeah.
Officials in Florida say anyone over 65 can get vaccinated, and that's prompted some people from Canada and South America to go there and roll up their sleeves. Reporter Sabrina Cupid tells us there are some new guidelines for people overseas who want to come here.
The U.S. already requires a new negative COVID test from travelers from the U.K. This new order expands that to include all international travelers, as well as U.S. citizens returning home from abroad.
For the first time in nearly 70 years, the U.S. has executed a female prison inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery murdered an expectant mother in Missouri and snatched the baby from the womb. Montgomery's sister said she suffered sexual torture for years, including gang rapes as a child.
She broke. I was able to get out of that home and get the healing that I needed. Lisa never got out of that home.
Prosecutors insisted Montgomery faked mental illness and said the killing was premeditated. The U.S. Supreme Court sides with a Trump administration appeal in a case about the abortion pill, as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The ruling reinstates a previous requirement that women must visit a doctor's office, hospital, or clinic before receiving the drug RU486. The requirement was suspended in July because of concerns about COVID-19. The incoming Biden administration could put the in-person requirement on hold after January 20th.
First word came from the Associated Press that former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been told he will be among those charged in an investigation into the water scandal in Flint. Michigan State Senator Jim Ananich.
It sends a strong message that no person, no politician, that no one is above the law.
Snyder was governor when officials switched the city's drinking water to the Flint River in 2014 to save money. Lead then became an issue. Snyder's attorney says any prosecution would be outrageous. Well, no winning tickets in last night's $625 million Mega Millions drawing, so the jackpot will soar to $750 million, second largest in history. No one's been winning Powerball lately either, the drawing tonight worth $550 million. With more time at home in the pandemic, binging TV shows has been the norm for plenty of people.
Buzzy new TV shows.
It's your game. Take it.
Like Queen's Gambit and Bridgerton can't hold a candle to old favorites during the pandemic.
What did you do today?
I made a sale.
Oh, yeah, sitting on your big fat butt.
Numbers from Nielsen show The Office, Grey's Anatomy, and Criminal Minds have accounted for more viewing time than any other show or movie. The most watched film of the year, Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now.
Most watched series that premiered on a streaming service, Ozark. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Based on photos, it appears Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Cleet Keller was part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week. Keller had been working as a real estate agent in Colorado, but the word from his bosses is that he's resigned. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies. companies and to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.